Social workers sat from their jobs at the Australian-run detention centre on Nauru last year are demanding a public apology from the government. They say they were fired because of a false intelligence report about their conduct. Last October, Save the Children staff on Nauru were accused of encouraging self-harm, fabricating abuse allegations and orchestrating protests. But the Moss inquiry into the case found no evidence of any of that. Now, for the first time, two of the social workers have broken their silence. They say the mass dismissal was an attempt to intimidate anyone trying to help asylum seekers. Natasha Blucher and Michelle Groeneveld were among the 10 staff ordered to leave Nauru. A government review. None of the workers at the centre of the storm has spoken publicly until now. Peter Lloyd reports.
The people who live in sweltering Nauru are located 4,280 kilometres from Canberra, far from the government that sent them there. So far, in fact, they don't even need a name. Former detention centre social worker Natasha Blucher says she often clashed with guards about the practice.
Most of the time if you talk to a child, and most of the time if you talk to an adult, and you ask them who they are or what their name is, they will give you their phone identification number. What was very common was for people to feel like that they were being treated like animals. So something that people would constantly say is they think we're animals, they're treating us like animals.
The they Natasha Blucher refers to are employees of Wilson Security. Many are former soldiers and police officers. Blucher says they have a law and order mindset that brought them into conflict with other staff over how inmates should be treated.
And I've seen a woman sobbing at the gate and saying, please, please, I just need to go and see my husband. They took him away last night. He's very sick. I don't know where he is. And this officer just standing there with his hand up going, no, go away, go, shoo, go.
Sinister stories have already emerged about the sexual exploitation of inmates by guards. Natasha Blucher describes an atmosphere where local Nauruan staff saw the camp as a showcase for bride shopping.
That they would say things like, hey, baby, come and sit on my knee. That they would, you know, peer into their tent. They were trying to set it up for when they got outside and they could have a relationship. And the women found that very, very threatening and scary.
In all but name, Natasha Blucher saw Nauru as a harsh prison camp.
The power imbalance is absolutely unbelievable. It's out of control. I mean, the officers can dictate when a person can eat, can shower at a certain time. There's an officer there who turns the water on and turns the water off. You can only move through the camp in certain ways.
Michelle Groeneveld is another of the sacked Save the Children social workers.
Biggest responsibility was around the safety, everything from accommodation to food to medical to clothing.
And were all those needs being met?
No, not at all. It's very obvious in that environment that the government do not want to give any comfort or make anything comfortable at all for people.
By last September, some of the numbers on Nauru were so desperate they planned to kill themselves. The government has never disclosed their desperate revolt. Natasha Blucher again.
There was a large volume of suicide packs going on between clients in the camp. They were talking about killing themselves all at once. So, you know, across the camp there was different groups of people who had different agreements to all kill themselves at once. I mean, I would have signed more than 10 of these reports on the Sunday of different individuals stating that they and many others had a plan to kill themselves. And it was from, you know, like, for example, there was single adult females, a group of them who had a pact to kill themselves. There was a group of teenage girls. There was a group of fathers. There was a group of mothers. I think it was along the lines of friendship groups and sort of population groups within the camp.
Not long after that, on the 3rd of October 2014, the government made its move on 10 Save the Children caseworkers. In leaked documents, one official described the public sacking of staff as a circuit breaker. Natasha Blucher has come to see the dismissal as an act of intimidation.
The only reason I can think of is what I said before, which is that, that I was just constantly challenging when I felt that people were not being respected or that where somebody's safety was at risk.
Michelle Groeneveld has similar views.
I believe we were scapegoated to take the attention away from what was happening in the camp, which is the sexual exploitation of children, abuse, people's human rights not being met, medical negligence. It's a boiling pot of despair. We were constantly reporting inappropriate behaviour of guards towards children.
Natasha Blucher says she never planned on becoming a whistleblower, but she believes Australia's detention camp on Nauru has become the bitter harvest of successive governments, intentionally cruel to force asylum seekers to give up their claims.
People's mental health violently disintegrating. Children becoming institutionalised and becoming very, very mentally unwell or physically unwell. You know, we've seen people's health conditions deteriorate over the time that they were in Nauru. We know that we're causing unbelievable harm to people, and yet we continue to do it for a political goal. Even if it works to stop the boats, it's not worth it.
Former Save the Children social worker Natasha Blucher, ending Peter Lloyd's report.